$1.25? Nah, these guys remember when the bus costed a quarter. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. What's going on? It's Jason.
Oh, Justin, for another week of fun. Everybody, how are you feeling, bro?
How are you feeling?
I feel fresh. It's a new week, and we got a great guest lined up. Very excited.
I'm really stoked that you were able to lock this guy down. Hanson Nguyen from Hawaii Events Unlimited is joining us this week on the podcast. For those of you who don't know Hanson and you don't know Hawaii Events Unlimited, you are in for a treat because we're going to learn about one of Hawaii's, if not Oahu's, if not Hawaii's biggest event companies going on right now. And he used to be a local party promoter.
I know he still is. And then he's got a new venture that I hope that he's going to talk to us about.
He does, and I hope he will as well, but when you say he still is a party promoter, what are you talking about? What parties are you going to? The only party I've been going to my house parties with my family. Where have you been going to? Because I want to know where that party is.
Zoom party, man. You got to get with the times, right? You should know that with all your friends. And shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you. And if you are following us at the Two Hawaii Dads podcast page on Instagram and Facebook, our virtual graphics department, headed up by you, are doing a great job.
By who?
You are our graphics department.
Is that who does that?
That is the fine print when you sign up, other duties.
We have so many departments at this show, but as far as like I know, it's just you and me doing all these things. So shout out to
You were in radio. It's theater of the mind.
Well, I was going to say, shout out to all the different departments working on the show because you guys are doing a fantastic job and making us people look like we're just fantastic. So thank you to the little people and all the departments. Everybody behind the scenes. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. You can find us online, though, twohawaiidads.com. And you want to go to the website because you also want to check out the details we have on the current giveaway. We're doing that COVID-19.
You said details, right?
Details. We got more details on that COVID-19 stimulus. You got the actual. Details. You have the actual details. The Detail
my
Garage.
Detail Garage. Yes! Look at that. How's that segue? Right over here. This is the Trio sanitizer pack. Shouts out to Brother Kikes and the crew out there. Detail Garage Pro City. We are giving this away. I got to speak to the mic. We are giving this away.
Those are the actual bottles. If you're watching the video right now, the actual bottles that you will win, J.I. Ray, Justin has them in his hands.
We got all this. We got the antiseptic gel. We got the hand sanitizer alcohol spray. And we got the antibacterial hand soap. These are for your hands, not for your car.
Hey, no sampling. Hands. No sampling before you give it right?
No, look, see, it has the plastic on top, so this is still intact. We want them to win it.
I know you got extra saran wrap at the house, bro. You just hey, nobody knows any better. You just don't make sure it's not half empty by the time it gets to the, to the person who wins it.
Why is this bottle open and only get half inside?
It's still wrapped, bro. It's still wrapped. We're still wrapped.
So go to twohawaiidads.com and enter your email, right?
Absolutely. And don't forget too that you can still rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. We are very thankful to Anchor for providing us with this opportunity to get online. And you can go to Anchor and actually sign up to support the show. Go to anchor.fm/twohawaiidads and you can find out more details about that. But Apple, Spotify, all the popular options for podcasts, you can still find us there.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And then if you're on the Apple Pod, just drop a 5-star and leave a review.
We need all the help we can get. And
that is a true story.
Hawaii continues to need all the help we can get. I think as of last week when we're recording the show, there were 3 new cases of COVID-19 after a few days of nothing. And it seems like we're flattening the curve. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, like everybody gets all hard when we go a couple of days with zero and then we get 3 out of a sudden. So I'm like, what? Where are these guys coming from?
Oh, my thing is, what are people going to do?
Are they on Waimea Bay?
What are they going to do when they come back from Waimea with all the military folks drinking illegal alcohol and leaving pallets on the sand? But
That's for another show.
We can talk about that as well in a little bit. My question, okay, though, is what happens when it spikes again? What happens when the summer gets going and people say, well, the sun kills COVID-19, and then all of a sudden the tourists bring more of it to the island?
Yes, and of course. Waikiki is going to be a ghost town again. I'm calling it right now. If it does, we're going to be back at square one again. We're going to be 14-day quarantine. We can't move, everybody.
Do you think we're going to get back to that point where they shut it down and you got to stay home again?
Yes, I totally, because Hawaii's going to panic. Hawaii's going to panic out when the Justin, starts getting high.
Jay Ire right now is calling it. There will be another lockdown on Oahu.
A hard yes. Wow. You know, my hard yes is going to make it.
Which means it's never going to happen. What do you? What,
no,
this
is going to be the new hard. New hard yes. That means it's going to happen. People, especially with all of these nonsense parties are going to be happening at the beach.
What are your sons going to do when they're stuck with you for another 2 months?
That is something that me and the other halves are trying to figure out who's going to watch the kids now, because there's completely no school. There's going to be, usually we could bank on summer school to at least take them away for half of the day. Now there's going to be full day.
Well, how's this? There's summer school options out there where they'll take your money, but they're going to make your kids stay home, and then you got to get them in front of a computer so they can do virtual distance learning and pay for it.
Yeah, That's a no. I would save my money, and just like Kaylee said, teach him outside.
Go rake the yard, boy. Go rake the yard.
Teach him outside the box stuff. It's like, so I we're going to probably talk about it in a little bit as well. The salons are going to open. Yep. My other half works at a salon.
Well, let's get into that right now. Are you ready? Take off your hat. I think is for everybody that's watching the video. Well, you already doing the home haircut. I refuse to take off my hat because I have not gone that route, and I can't wait to be where we are right now, because by the time this podcast is out there and you are listening to this, my hair will not look like how it does right now.
Oh, so you're telling me that you already put in your appointment reservation at the nearest salon or haircutting place?
No, I have not. But I will.
Well, how are you gonna do it?
By the time you hear this, it will get done one way or another. Or I got my beard trimmer in the bathroom here at home, and it's gonna get cut this weekend. By the time this mark my words, by the time this podcast airs, I will have cut my hair.
Because I'm thinking, if you were to try to go out to a barbershop or a salon, That ticket's going to be hard to get. That's like trying to stand in line for food distribution at the stadium.
Two words for you. And go. You know this as a supporter of the show. Salon 9681.
Oh, you're going to pull the connection.
I know somebody who knows somebody who knows something. Of course.
Okay, what about our listeners and our viewers who don't have that kind of hookup?
No, honestly.
Go.
No, if it doesn't work out for me, honestly, you know what the other hookup is using my Two Hawaii Dads phone case. I'm going to use my phone, and I'm going to go to Supercuts.
You're gonna call in your reservation.
You can use an app, and I think Fantastic Sam's is, you know, shout out to all the brands, but the major chains, if you're willing to support the chain, they have the app. They have the ability for you to make an appointment, and for me is because part of the rule with the salons is there's no waiting room. You can't just go and sit down.
No lobby.
You've got to show up when it's time for your process, for your appointment. You show up, you sit down, and you get what you need to get done, and you leave. You can't sit around and hang out. But for me, it's like you're sitting there, what are you going to do, wait in line? No, I'm not. I'm going to put a thing in the app on Supercuts, and hopefully there'll be an opening, and you would think there might be, but I'm going to try. At one Supercut somewhere on this island, I will get my haircut. Period.
Because Because I'm thinking, because my other half works at a salon. She was there, like a salon. You're more worried.
Did she cut your hair?
More into
Did she do your hair? Did she do your hair?
I do my own hair. Well, the part that I got some.
Well, I was just gonna say, because now I'm not gonna feel bad about ragging you, because I'm not ragging your other half. I'm just ragging you.
No, it's me buzzing. It's me buzzing in the shower, and then I go, babe,
fix it, bro. Fix it.
Can you catch all the parts of the back where I missed? And it's like a huge, like a
rat
huge
bite,
mouse.
Rat bite.
Yeah, like a fat mouse hanging out in the back. No, but she's like, so the salon, and it's a lot of customer interaction. It's the hairdresser talking with the customer and whatnot. Do you think with how this whole thing is going to be, they're going to be churning and burning? Be like, okay, thank you, Jason. Thank you so much.
No.
Just edge out.
No, because it depends. I think the people who are going to be affected by that aspect of it are the ones that don't have regular customers. So the Supercuts, the Fantastic Sam's, the places where you just walk in. But at the same time, those chains have the best technology. So like I just said, I don't know anybody at Supercuts, but it's the only way I know to get my hair cut. So I'm going to go and use it. You know what I mean? So I don't think they got anything to be worried about. The people you're talking about have relationships with their customers. They've been cutting these people's hair for years. Those people, and I would even hazard a guess, before this is over, you know, before the restrictions were loosened, they were still getting their hair cut by their hairstylist.
On the low low.
Exactly. It's all about relationships. Are you sick? I'm not sick. You're not sick. Let's put a mask on and get it done.
Right.
Like buddy buds. And the thing is, for Michelle and the gang at Salon 96816, and so many other salons like that, where the hairstylist has a following, has a relationship, has been cutting people's hair for years, I think they're just going to reach out and say, you know what? I'm not sick. As long as you're not sick and you're wearing a mask, let's get it on. Let's go.
Yeah, because the word about the salons and hair cutting places, the word was getting out last week. So they were probably on the phone from when it dropped.
Absolutely. Like, hey. And I wouldn't be surprised. And this is the thing, is I was talking to a number of people that I know who are in that industry. People were cutting hair.
They were.
Period. People were cutting hair. So it's it's just, are you willing to wash your hands, put on a mask, and run with it?
Oh, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, just think about it. All these new, all the hoops they got to jump through now, like masks and extra gloves and who knows what else kind of stuff that they got.
And my thing is, Justin, is some of these industries, especially the hairstylists and some of these other places where you're dealing with human bodies, there's already sanitary things worked into the business plan. You know what I mean? Like, they're already supposed to be clean. They're already supposed to be taking care of this stuff. And to me, some of these businesses, if they were doing what they're supposed to be doing already, you don't got to worry about COVID. Yeah, you don't got to worry about COVID because they're being clean to begin with.
It's true. That's true.
So
that's true.
Isn't this just kind of raising all boats, where everybody's got to get to that level where now, yes, you can't be that way about it. You can't cut corners. You have to be clean. Is that a bad thing?
Do you think there's going to be a lot of Karens out there ratting people out? Be like, hey, wait a minute. These guys ain't following the rules. I have a feeling that the Karen business is going to take off too.
I think that will happen only if we continue to see spikes, if there's ups and downs. If we continue to flatten the curve, smash the curve, obliterate the curve, and we know that the only people bringing it in are going to be tourists, then no, I don't think there's going to be Karens. The only Karens are going to be ratting out the Holly people that come and do stupid things. You know what I mean? It's only if there's the up and downs. Like, if we're trying to get rid of it and then there's a spike. Yeah, because you're going to have people that want this to go away. They're going to be like, well, I'm going to rat everybody out to make sure this goes away. Don't you want it to go away?
Oh, totally. I'm so over this place, bro. I'm so over this year. Just 2020 is the worst.
We're getting there. I mean, it's to the point where you can go to the park and there's a circle on the ground and it's like you're assigned to that space. You want to come and go outside? Bruh. Go to that circle.
You're talking about the article that we saw about a park in Brooklyn, New York, where they literally drew on deck circles, literally around the park, and you were
I don't disagree with it. I'm not hating on it, because if you know anything about the COVID-19 situation in New York City, it's nothing to joke about. I have friends that...
I'm surprised even 6 feet. That should be a little bit more than 6 feet.
I have friends that were stuck at home affected by it, like got sick. Like, I know people in New York that got sick from this. And yes, you can make all the jokes. You can make all the jokes you want. Everybody gets healthy. Everybody, yes, you're right. But I have somebody who's younger than the two of us, and they spent 2 weeks just trying to make sure that they stayed alive. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends that were a year younger than me in high school on the West Coast who were on ventilators for weeks.
Yeesh.
So this is real. Like, people are saying, oh, it doesn't affect anybody. It affects people. When you say it's only 1%, well, that 1% is still a human being. It's still a person. It's somebody that you may know. And it matters.
Do you think they would even attempt to implement this locally?
No, because I think
nobody's going to listen.
I think nobody's going to listen. I think just the mentality here, I think people are going to I think nobody's going to listen, but I also think people are going to cooperate for the most part. Like, we don't got to get to that point where you need to have the police cracking down, because for the most part, there's not too many idiots out here. There's a few. I've seen them. But for the most part, I've seen that most people out here are still trying to do the right thing.
I'm just worried about who's going to draw these circles. Because if it's the city and county guys, I don't know. I've seen some.
Says the state worker. Says the state worker. What? Because what? You need state workers to draw circles.
No, I'm just thinking the circles are not going to be circles. They're going to be like oblong ovals.
And what happens? And what happens if you let the state boys do it? Then what? Then what? Still gonna have circles. Just gonna take 5 times longer for get the circle out there, right?
Well, you gotta have someone to need like 3 guys. One guy to hold the cutout of the circle. And they're gonna have the guy with the chalk. I'm just worried. Are they gonna be circles out there? Are they gonna be trapezoids? You know, these city and county workers aren't the best. Just say. I'm not gonna be reserving my circle at Kapiolani Park anytime soon.
Well, sure. The thing is, now at least you can get out there, and they're loosening it up enough where pretty soon, if not already, by the time this podcast comes out, you should be able to go to your friend's house as long as there's less than 10 people there and go kick it.
Yeah, but what else is opening up? Zoos and water. Well, I don't know about the water park.
Water parks, gun ranges.
Oh, perfect. Yes, let's go
shoot something. Yes, let's go pop off, man. Let's go work it out. I told my wife that, and she was like, yeah, you want to go shoot some guns with me? I was like, no, actually, I don't.
I'll stay in the car, honey. You go let off some steam. But, I mean, June, so by the time this comes out, June 1st, we're going to brand new month, and then restaurants are going to be opening up at the end of the week.
But bars, for whatever reason, are still not there. Do you agree with that?
I say no. I'd say
that's a big effing no. Like, no. Like, no. How does a restaurant get to open and a bar doesn't?
The way I see it is that give the customer the choice if they want to enter said bar, said restaurant. Don't just close it. You know what I mean? Because, like, we know we have enough friends inside the industry where, I mean, this is starting to be silly town by now already.
Well, they had a rally on Friday over at the Capitol where bar owners association was getting people together, because they're trying to say, like, if the restaurants are being allowed to open, the bar's got to be allowed to open as well. And I can't help but agree, because whether you're eating or drinking, you can practice social distancing.
Yep. It's going to be an interesting dynamic, though. But again, they will be open. The option is there for you to walk through those doors. Absolutely. And it'd be good to see your friends again.
What do you think of the rules that they're trying to push, where like all the employees need to be wearing a mask or should be gloved? Do you think that stuff is important or necessary?
I do think it's important for them to have the mask. And I think if the owner of the establishment doesn't enforce it, I think word's going to get out. But you know what I mean? Like, hey, as a customer,
wouldn't you walk in, see that they're not being clean?
And be like, and that's a U-turn. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, you guys open? Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. And then I'll split. I mean, like, if we know it's our friends, that's like how we're talking about the salons. If we have a relationship already, okay. But if it's like I'm just coming in to grab a burger and a whole boy behind the counter has no mask on, I'm like, thanks, but no thanks.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Like for your neighborhood L&L, for the plate lunch joint that you may not necessarily go to all the time, for the places that you are out of your normal network, if I walk into one of those places and I don't feel comfortable, I'm not going to spend my money. It's like how we talked a few weeks ago, too, about like even just, and it was not as serious, but is it easy to spend my money? Can I make an order? Can I walk in? Like if there's any barriers to this in any way, shape or form, and I feel uncomfortable, why would you even bother to waste any time there?
That is true, but that's a good point. That's good. We'll see how it is. And we'll see who floats and who stinks, I guess. That's like the terrible way to put it, but
absolutely.
We'll see.
And the thing is, it's a business thing. Like everybody's out there trying to make money, and people are trying to make money any way, shape, or form. Like I'm not gonna hate on that at all. I'm baking cookies in my kitchen because you can't.
I'm selling masks.
You know what I'm saying? Like everybody's got their hustle, and that side hustle is so important. But there's people out there that are like making waves, and it's creating these whole new industries that I don't think they were thinking about. Like Ben and Jerry's, they go out there and they're like, yeah, we're gonna capitalize on this COVID-19 thing, and we're gonna partner with, was it Nike that they partnered with?
Nike.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're gonna put out this shoe. And I think you know a little bit more about this story. What is it about that shoe that made it so special?
I'm not too familiar with it, but it caused a stir. And there was the supply and demand.
They pulled it, right? And they pulled it. Like, yeah. You can't get the shoe. But then now, but now everybody on secondary is like, hey, I'm going to spend crazy money for this stupid shoe.
Oh, I mean, we both know how that secondary, we look at us, we like, we love hats. That secondary market for the hats is fucking crazy.
Yep.
Are you a sneaker guy? Are you a sneaker head?
If I had more money to spend, I would maybe, but I don't.
No, so. At any time. Growing up,
I didn't have the money to spend on shoes. I had my two pairs of shoes. I had my three pairs of shoes. Like for me, the fitteds were more important than the shoes because I could rock the shoes with different things, but I needed different fitted. So if I had money to spend, I'd spend it on hats before I'd spend it on shoes.
That's interesting. And it's the people that, I mean, have that extra income for, I mean, who knows, their stimulus check just got in. Those are the guys that are supplying this crazy need. And then they were talking about during the Michael Jordan documentary about his shoes. Do you know anything about that story? I heard
that a pair of his shoes went up for auction and made a crazy amount of money. I don't know what it was how much it was, but like because of the awareness that was going up and how popular that was during the quarantine situation, it just helped sell shoes. So I mean, it's hard to get excited about helping somebody else make some money. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't make any money.
Especially when it's Ben and Jerry's, where they make freaking oodles of money. So, you know what I mean?
There you go.
I don't even like Ben and Jerry's. I'll pass that. I'll stick to my metal gold.
Now, you know who I like? I like Hanson Wen. And we're going to talk to him in just a little bit here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. We're going to take a short break, and then we're ready to go to talk story with Hanson. Yeah. So stick around for that. That pretty face right there is Justin.
Jason right on the other side of the mic. Two Hawaii Dads right here.
We'll be right back.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
And away we go! It is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Wow. We are back, and there he is, Hanson.
Aloha
from Hawaii Events Unlimited is here. Now, the big discussion we always have is how to correctly pronounce people's names. Hanson, how do you pronounce your last name, my friend?
It's Win, like W-I-N.
Okay.
For the win.
Some people go Nguyen. Some people go win.
I don't know how they got the W off of the NG, but in Vietnamese it's pronounced win, like W-I-N.
And local people, they make up their own kind of stuff.
Learn something new every day. Hanson, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast, Jason and Justin. And I guess to start, how's quarantine life been like for you, my man?
So far so good. It's started off nice and easy, but it's just, we're getting kind of busy now, which is kind of a good thing. I'm doing a bunch of different things right now, so it's keeping my mind occupied.
seems
a
like
a bunch is putting like it nicely. A bunch.
Well, it seems like everything's opening up. It's like things are starting to slowly inch back to normal, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's good and bad for what I'm trying to. Well, I mean, it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I was just keeping busy with trying to deal with it all. So it's the everything's gonna change once things open up. Now I have to like pivot again to just trying to figure out what to do next.
Gotcha. So for those who aren't familiar with Hawaii Events Unlimited, we've been saying that over and over again, and it sounds pretty self-explanatory to me, but for those who may not understand, what does your company do for folks?
We're a full events production company. So we do audio, lighting, video. We come with talent. We have our own DJs, MCs, special effects, projection mapping. We do weddings, proms, graduations, corporate events. We do a lot of proms and things like that. We just do all kinds of events, really.
And you
well versed in the industry. Well versed.
Yeah. We try to be a one stop shop for everyone trying to do an event.
Now, this is not your first entrepreneurial experience. We were talking before the show got started that you and I have known each other for a good 15 years. And I know we're sitting here talking about what you're doing right now. But for those who may not know, tell people a little bit about your history. You go back all the way to the dancing days. You were a dancer before anything else, right, Hanson?
Oh, yeah. That was like 50 pounds ago, but I go by weight, not time. I started off as a hip hop dancer, instructor, choreographer. It all started from there, really. My group got hired by a promoter to do a show at the O Lounge.
Okay.
And the promoter told me, just bring everyone you know to come and watch you dance. And I was like, sounds good. So a good 200 people came out to watch our crew dance. And he's like, you should just do this for a living. And I was like, what do you mean, like promote? He's like, oh, I'll pay you to bring people to come and dance. I was like, you're going to pay me money to come to your club and dance? Like, that makes no sense to me, but sounds like a plan. So it signed me up. And then from there, I became a nightclub promoter for about a good year. And then they took me on in-house, like Liz Watanabe, Gerald Oda, who was a general manager there, who was leaving on his way out, asked me to step in as their promotional director. And then 2 months down the line as their GM. At the O Lounge, and that's where I met you.
Absolutely. Now, those who may not be familiar, the O Lounge these days is now known as the Republic. 1349 Kapi'olani Boulevard, right across from Ala Moana. This was back when you could still walk between the O Lounge and Ala Moana. There was an actual ramp between the nightclub and the mall. So you had people going to Mai Tais, the other clubs and other bars that were over there at Ala Moana's, coming over to O Lounge. Back when I met you in around 2005, that was a good 15 years ago, but the nightlife scene in Honolulu was much different. There were a lot more people going out, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, my event there, we're doing like 1,000 people. I mean, that was just me as a one promoter. And I mean, and other promoters were doing the exact same thing. So like nowadays, there's a lot of collaborations because you're trying to join forces to make an event awesome. But back then, I mean, one person, one promoter, promotion company, you're pulling 800 people, and down the street, there's Rain Nightclub with Curious Guys who are doing another 800 people, and then up the street, Maddie Guys are doing, Hano Hano Room or wherever they're at, another 800 people. I mean, it was crazy back then. And every day of the week, there was something to do.
There were a lot more people going out.
I was going to say that Level H was happening every weekend. I remember I could count on a flyer being sent out every weekend that you were doing something. It was either at the O Lounge. It was where was the other places that you threw?
Simultaneously. I mean, I think I was at one point doing 5 events a week. So I mean,
that's right. Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, I mean, I was at there was O Lounge started off, but there was I was at Paparazzi. At the same time, I was at Tsukiji's, and I was at over at Bonsai and Birch Spot on Tuesdays. And then, I was just kind of everywhere. I mean, I think I was on a radio interview a few weeks ago, and I had to tally up how many venues. I was at like 37 or 38 different venues.
Were you always seeing the same faces, or were there different people going to different parties at different places?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you have the party people that came out every night, no matter what kind of event you were throwing. But I was always trying to diversify my crowd. On my Monday nights was all industry. On a Tuesday was my college crowd. On Wednesday was the Pauhana. Then on Thursdays, I went back to the college age kids. And then the Fridays, Saturdays was for the weekends. The 21-year-olds on the Fridays and then the 25-year-olds on Saturdays. So, like, I could graduate everyone through each day of the week, really. And everyone had a spot to go to. And I wasn't relying on one crowd.
And you see, Just, that's how he was able to do it. When you say, oh, you're out there all the time, I saw you five nights a week. Not every promoter was thinking the way Hansen was thinking back in the day, where you had different nights for different crowds. Like, they were just saying, I'm going to do the same party at different places. You weren't doing it that way.
Yeah, I was just trying to maximize. And then, honestly, I had to go to the events too. So if it was the same event 5 days in a row, I would be burned out. So, like, I just started making events what I wanted to do on different days, because there was no real good Pauhana, like cheap drinks and place where I could bust out my laptop and do some work and watch a video. And I kind of did that at Bonsai. That was the first time I really stepped outside the weekends to do a weekday. And I was like, this is fun. I can hang out with my friends, do some work, eat some food, you know, have some amazing cocktails, and then wrap it up by, you know, 12 o'clock and on to the next day.
Shout out to Bert.
Yeah. I was thinking, I was like, that's like the blueprint if you want to throw a weekly schedule, because that's exactly how you went at it. Okay, I want this crowd on this night, this crowd, tackle that. Not to mention your stable of DJs was awesome. awesome stable of DJs.
Yeah, I'm DJ Flip was my original DJ from day one, back when I first started O Lounge, and he's been my resident DJ since my very first party to the most current events now. He's still there.
He's still at Hawaii Events Unlimited. He's one of the in-house DJs.
And honestly, that's how I got into this new company. Was I knew of the company and I was like following them because they were already doing cool stuff that I never seen in Hawaii. And then I clicked on and Flip was working for the company, and I'm like, oh, DJ Flip. And then they were looking for someone to do their marketing. So, and I was like trying to already pivot to the next thing I want to do after nightclubs, because I can't be doing this forever. So I was just trying to think in the events world what I could do. And then they called me up while I was just at that right time where I was thinking about what to do next. And then had a sit down with them, and I realized, all their DJs were the DJs I worked with already. They had Big Mox, Chris Styles, all the MCs that we use for the club all worked for Hawaii Events Unlimited on payroll already. So I was like, this is like a daytime version of a nighttime nightclub job. It's crazy. So everything worked out.
I was gonna say,
I remember in that previous life that I used to live as a gentleman's club musical distributor, you actually mentioned to me that you were transitioning into this Hawaii Events Unlimited. I remember you dropping it a couple of times, and I was like, oh, okay, interested. And then, I mean, that was maybe four or five years ago?
It was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I kind of really started to thinking about it. And then, I jumped on it. Things started taking off. It's really good right now.
Oh, the thing is, everybody gets old. You know what I mean? And how you're mentioning a lot of the MCs that you work with now at Hawaii Events Unlimited were the guys who used to be in the clubs. And times change, tastes change. There aren't as many people going out anymore, but these familiar faces, these familiar voices, they still need to work. And that's what everybody seems to be transitioning into, is that next phase in their lives, the next thing. Because you're not staying out until 2 o'clock in the morning anymore.
No way. I mean, those days are done already for me. I mean, I'm already, for the last 2 years, like, I've been hiring younger guys to, you know, continue on, like, you know, boots on the ground. Because I can't be out till 4 a.m. like I used to every day of the week.
But you could if you had to. You could.
I could if I had to.
He still soldiers up. You can find Hansen because he's also one of the best dressed guys in the room when he goes to the party. So if you look for the guy in the tie, that's usually Hansen.
I try.
In the corner.
You guys remember, what's it called? What brand was that? The guy with the mask, he used to work for MMA promotions. Shucks.
Mayhem Miller? Oh.
No, it's Tap Out. Clothing company.
Oh.
Is it Tap Out?
Tap Out. Yeah, the Tap Out guys. So I was listening to, they had like some kind of interview. And I mean, back in the day, I was just dressing however. But when I was listening to their interview, they said that when they were first starting out, they would print all these flyers and, you know, promo t-shirts. And after an MMA event, they would stand outside and pass out free shirts and free, you know, and the flyers.
Yep.
And then when they went back to the car, they just saw them all over the ground. And they realized, like, when you hand to hand something like that, people sometimes don't even remember you. So that's why they started dressing up in their costumes and the face masks. And they said that after that, no matter what you handed them, they're never going to forget you. So he said that when you do things like that, you should translate it into your own personal business. And I was thinking, you know, if I'm a promoter and I want people to remember me as a promoter, I kind of have to dress the part. So I try to make sure no matter where I go, I'm looking the part.
Branding 101 with Hanson Lin right there. Yeah. How to brand yourself is a player.
people have to trust your opinion and where to go and, you know, the fun things to do. And you have to play that. I'm going to play that part, but you have to be that person, you know. And
absolutely.
Ensure that trust.
Well, this is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, so we do need to ask, and I wanted to know how this is personally going for you as well, because you are a dad, and you were a dad when you were in Clubland doing the club thing, and now you're still a dad, obviously, as you transition into your new phase of your life. How has your relationship changed, grown, whatever, with your son? Mm-hmm. As this change in your life has gone on?
I purposely was looking for a nighttime job when my son was born, because that way he was always with a parent. Like, honestly, up until like 5 years ago, my son thought I never worked, because I put him to bed at 9 o'clock with my mom or dad, and I'd go off to work at 10 and I'd be there till 4 a.m, you know, go to sleep for 2 hours and be up at 6 and take him to school. So he like, or take care of him during the daytime when he was little. So he never saw me at work ever. So I have a really, really close relationship with my son because I'm always there.
That's great. That's good to hear. That's very interesting. I mean, and that's just sounds like the life of a nightclub promoter right there. You do your work at night and take care of your business during the day.
Yeah.
Was that tough as you were doing it? I mean, it's pretty much a softball question. Obviously it was tough, but how do you juggle not getting enough sleep, having to be a dad during the day, having to work at night? Like, how did you endure through all those years?
You know, it was, I mean, staying up late was a lot easier when I was younger. So, you know, my son's, you know, 13 now. So when he was a baby 13 years ago, I was still kind of young. So I could be out, you know, I could live on 2 hours of sleep, but my parents helped out a lot. I moved back home, which was really, really helpful, because, I mean, we're living in Hawaii, man. Everything's expensive, and to find, you know, childcare and a home these days was really tough. So I moved back home, which was a big help, and my parents helped out a lot. So I would come home and sleep for 2 hours and get up, take him to school nowadays. But back then I would, you know, take care of him the first couple hours, and my mom would, you know, let me nap for like 10 to 12, get some recharge, and then continue on when he woke up from his nap.
Sounds like that sounds Hawaii style. The family steps in, make sure 100%. that you get covered.
Takes a village. Takes a village.
Takes a village.
So coming up, what we had also been talking about before we got on the podcast was that Hawaii Events Online is getting a lot of good publicity these days during the graduation season. If you've been watching the news or looking in the newspaper, you guys have gotten a lot of ink lately showing off what you guys do. How has graduation season been for Hawaii Events Unlimited? Because the graduates, it's a lot different, but it seems like you guys are busier than ever.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we wanted to do something for the seniors, just because we're actually tied into the schools a lot, because we do most of their proms and their, you know, banquets and their luaus. So this year, I think it kind of hit us hard. Like, we had like 16 proms canceled. Wow. So that's like, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of profit that we lost in a matter of 16 days, really. So, but at the same time, we were down on ourselves, but then we thought about the seniors, like their senior year, their senior prom, their senior graduation all went out the door. So we wanted to do a bunch of donations and things, and we realized that, you know, throwing events and certain things is what we're good at. So we started to reach out to different schools that had to cancel their proms, and we said, hey, if you want to do anything for graduations, we can run special effects, or if you want to do something on campus, we could, you know, you could use it for stock footage for your virtual graduations now. And we've been trying to do things to make it more memorable for these, you know, resilient seniors that haven't had a normal senior year. So, and once we started posting online, the news reached out to us a couple of times, and you know, it's a snowball effect. We, more schools kind of reached out to us to hit us up, and it all started actually 2 weeks before that. We were starting to do tributes for the healthcare workers and the essential workers. We're partnering up with different businesses to like put up messages on their building and to light up their building blue and in honor for these workers. And then from there, we just started to do more events, just because our calendar is clear. I mean, my nightlife stuff, I'm still promoting, so my nightlife stuff is done. We don't know when they're going to open it up. We have no date when the bars and restaurants are going to open up, or bars and nightclubs are going to open up. So that's up in the air. And all our weddings got pushed back for another 6 months. All our proms and any events that were supposed to happen got pushed back. So we kind of got on a meeting and we decided, like, what can we do to stay active? Because we're all events people. We need to kind of be moving, I guess you could say. So
now you guys are doing a lot of charitable work, but how are you keeping the lights on and the bills paid? Is that going to be an issue in the next few months if you guys don't get back to normal?
Yeah. So the good thing is a lot of our clients have pushed back their wedding. No one's really canceled. But we are getting we had the PPP loan, the payroll loan that the government put out. We also got the disaster loan got put out. So we're utilizing some of that. We don't need it right now, but we accepted it, put it in a bank for a rainy day, not a rainy day, but we don't know how it's going to be like in the next 6 months. So we're going to hold on to that.
I was going to say, it's raining right now. It's just how much more is it going to be?
Exactly. So, exactly. We don't know how crazy, because even when the events come back, we don't know how people are going to be comfortable being out, really. So even if they say, go ahead, do it, we don't know what kind of events will keep on going after it. So
I think it's the part of you being a promoter all these years. It makes you stay on your toes. So you're kind of like, okay, so this is not working. All right, let's shift to this. Let's try to incorporate all the stuff that we did with our weddings and see if we can do that with the schools. And I think that's kind of how it's been for you, right? Like where you're ready for anything. I've been on there.
Being a promoter for 10 years, you have to learn how to pivot quickly because, I mean, trends change so quickly, you know, like, this drink is in, but then you get sponsored by them, all of a sudden no one wants to drink it. Like, you have to keep on changing things around, you know. So I mean, coming up with cool ideas too, that's the hardest thing. So with the wedding industry and the events industry, coming up with ideas is the fun part, and as well as a difficult part. So pivoting and coming up with new ideas is, you got to stay on it.
And I was thinking some of the cool ideas, and if they're not following you, you guys are going to light up the smokestack down there at Waipahu, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Arakawas, baby.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Arakawas.
That's the first time. My partner is an alum out at Waipahu, so he's...
We're your palaka, Chota Shaka.
Yeah, they're lighting it up. So, I mean, this is the first time ever they're doing something like that. So everyone out there is super excited.
And then I know you guys was lighting up, what is that, Hawaii Soul Storage in Wailai, the bottom of Wailai?
Yeah, so we did Wailai, Kapolei. We've done a few. It's just, we were actually tenants of the spot. So we have a...
We got to pay our rent somehow.
Yeah, we have our unit out at Pro Ridge, Pro City, and we wanted to do something. So we reached out to... We were trying to think of buildings. We're like, we were already renting it from them. I figured maybe since we're their tenant, they'd be a lot better at letting us do it. So it took off from there. We got to do Kaimuki, and we went out to Kapolei, and the news came out a couple of times. So we're really happy about it.
Nice. Now,
Stay on your toes.
The question I have for you is your son. He's getting a little bit older. He's getting ready to move on and transition into the next phase of his life.
Right.
He's watching what you do. He sees that what you're doing now and has heard about what you used to do before. Are you trying to push him into the event business like you've done?
Oh, man. You know, I'm just letting him do whatever he wants to do, because I think I'm a believer, if you like something, you'll excel at it. So I try not to push him in any which way or not. I mean, any sport really either. He's done a bunch of sports, but I haven't pushed him in any way. Even with future plans, I haven't. But he likes... I brought him out to a couple of the Aloha Lalea and a birthday bash that we did, and I took him backstage, and you know, he enjoyed all of that. It was cool, but I don't think I don't know about the headache that I push him towards
Is he like you in that respect, or is he like the mom? Like, does he pull some of the same traits?
Yeah,
he's
a good combination of both of us. But he was like me when I was younger. I was a super shy kid. I was not very personable until after I got out of really like college.
I was say, because you're not shy now.
It's so hard. My personality is I'm not the guy out there. I don't like to be that guy, you know. But it comes with the territory of what I do. I think it's just I like hosting. I like taking care of people, and I just realized the world is made up of people, and I just want to make sure I make a connection with people out there, and that's kind of what made me successful in a few things that I've tried, you know. And
it's really about the relationships. What you're doing is you've been in the relationship business, and you're really good at building relationships with other people.
100%. And he's more on the shy side, so he's still quiet around people. So I don't. We'll see how it turns out.
Gotcha. Okay. So here's a question: when he comes home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you'd be like, "What do you mean, Dad? You used to come home at 2 o'clock too. What are you gonna say to me?"
I'm dreading those days because I know we know how it is out there late at night. So I'm worried about it. Yeah. I'm worried about it.
You got some time.
I'm still in the nightclub world long enough where I can have people I know have to keep tabs on him when he's gone at night.
There you go. Connections. Keep an eye on my son. Keep an eye on my boy, please.
All right. So that is Hanson Nguyen from Hawaii Events Unlimited. If people want to find you guys online and want to learn more about the different services and options that you can provide, how do they find you online?
You can check us out at our website at hawaiieventsunlimited.com or check us out on Instagram at Hawaii Events Unlimited. We stay active on both. So,
and then Level H. Gotta give much respect to Level H. It's been going long, still around all these years later. And when we do get the clubs back open and parties are still allowed to be thrown again, you're going to get back into it. You're not giving up yet.
Yeah, still going. Still got a couple of ideas left. And honestly, I think this levels out the playing field. People have to be more creative now once this call comes back. So it's.
How do people find you if they want to follow your parties?
You can just follow my personal page at Level H on Instagram or Level H 808 on Facebook, really. Yep.
And not to mention, he got one more new venture.
I was going to say, before we go, we've got to talk about...
We can't let him get off without promoting the new.
I'm just torn because I don't know. I don't know if I can get down with it. I've seen the pictures and it looks good,
but vegan?
Yes, you can, Jason. Vegan? Yeah.
I started a vegan plate lunch business. I mean, it's pivoting during this time since I had no income because all my nightlife is done and Hawaii Events Unlimited, we don't know how events are going to go. I still had to pay my bills. And honestly, after today's payroll, orders, I got tuition together for my son in this 1 month. So that's all that matters.
Damn, hell yeah.
Yeah, so everyone who ordered plate lunches, you guys just helped me pay for my son's school, man. But that's what it was. And I'm in a passionate about, I always love cooking. I always had ideas of doing a vegan restaurant or vegan pop-up food spot for a while. It's just that COVID-19 pushed me to do it quicker than I anticipated, but it's worked out. I have super good support. It sells out quick. And I think Hawaii is just ready for vegan local style plate lunches, really.
More people are getting ready to get into that. So if people are interested in seeing what you have to offer or maybe placing an order, getting in touch, I'm sure there's a whole nother set of social for that as well, right?
It's actually at Level V 808 on Instagram. So
at Level what? Level what? Level V?
Level V.
Get to that level, Jason. Come on.
I don't know if I can get to that level. I mean, some of that stuff looks good, like the loco moco you were messing around with.
I'm trying to work out the recipe for that.
I don't know how you justify vegan with loco moco.
Enough gravy. You put enough gravy on it.
But it's vegan gravy.
They make so much. The flavors you're tasting is from a regular loco moco isn't from the meat. It's from the sauces and the flavors that you're making anyway. So
I'll take your word for it, my friend.
Yeah.
Man, this guy does more pivoting than that Ross going up the stairs for Friends, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Friends? Pivot! He's the man. Hansen is very versatile. Very versatile.
So there you go. You can eat Hansen's food. You can hang out at his parties. And you can have him help you throw your party with Hawaii Events Unlimited. Hansen Nguyen, thank you so much for joining the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, my friend.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, brother. Love you.
We'll catch you next time.
Appreciate it.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Always a 50-50 chance of getting kicked out of the stands at a Little League game.
All right, it is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Jason and Justin right here, and we got more details on that coronavirus COVID-19 dad stimulus package. Detail Garage and the Two Hawaii Dads are hooking you up. Justin, tell them more about it.
Very excited to announce, shout out to Kaika and the crew out there. They got their sanitizer trio pack. It is 3 16-ounce bottles of hand sanitizer. There you go. Hit that bell. Hand sanitizer spray, hand sanitizer gel, and antibacterial hand soap. So the gel, they made two of them, but one of them is the consistency of like Corel, you know, that's like molasses-y kind of feel. And the next one is liquid, and then they got soap. So we are giving that away. Jason, thank you so much to Detail Garage out there again.
Absolutely. And if you want to win that prize pack, you want to win that stimulus package, you know what you got to do. TwoHawaiiDads.com. Make sure you visit right now and sign up. You'll find the link there. Check it out. It is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Jason right here.
Justin right there. Thank you so much. Brother Hansen. Level H, level V. Hawaii Events Unlimited.
I'm not going vegan. Not doing it.
We talked about it. Enough gravy on top of your eggplant is going to all taste the same.
You think so?
You can do it.
I don't know about that eggplant. I've seen too many emojis. I can't get down with the eggplant.
you know, one thing actually I wanted to talk to Hansen about, what was his favorite promotion? Because like you said, we were talking about all these promotions that he had.
Yep.
I remember the first, he would name numbers after... like Deuce, it would be like Deuces, and then the Five Fridays. I mean, you've been around the block.
Well, we didn't really talk about this too much during the interview, but me, Hansen and Jonah, aka Big Mox, Jonah Moanana, mm-hmm. he was a guest on the show, but aka Big Mox, back in the day, back in the mid 2000s. We were all actual co-promoters of a party together called Flow.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Are we breaking news?
No, we're not breaking news because that stuff is old news. That stuff is called ancient. Well, I mean, it's called ancient history.
It's breaking
news
to me. That's ancient history. You used to be a promoter.
I was a lot of different things. I was a strip club DJ in a previous life, just like you were. So hey.
That's breaking news.
Well, yeah, ring that bell. My point is that we all did that show. So if you ask me what my favorite Hansen Level H party was, it's easily Flow that we did at O Lounge because we did local hip hop. We supported local hip hop. We were one of the few parties at the time that when we booked artists, local hip hop artists, we said, come in and we're going to pay you. We're not going to, you know, make it be...
Give you free tab.
Exactly. We're not going to give you free tab. We're not going to say base it off of how many people show up. It was like, no, you're coming, you're playing, you're getting paid. And at the time, that was kind of a big deal for some of the local hip-hop artists.
I was going to say, is that how much hip-hop local promoters were there? I can probably count on one hand and then have change back.
Yeah, I mean the quality ones, yes, you can probably count on one hand, but at the time back when we were doing it, there was a lot of talent out there, and what we wanted to do is we wanted to do something different. Between me, Hansen, and Mox, we wanted to bring something that the other guys weren't doing. We were trying to be inclusive, equal opportunity, everybody gets to eat, you know what I mean? And at the time, the promoters that were out there were, I'm a promoter, but I'm trying to eat, I'm trying to get fed, you know what I mean? So we were out there trying to spread love, try to build the scene. And I'm not saying there were other promoters that weren't doing the same thing. Shout out to Justin, aka DJ Bone. You know, there were people out there that were for the scene, for what was going on, but we just thought that we could bring something different. And we tried to for a little while.
was it a good vibes out there back? What you say back in the day?
No, we're talking 15. We're talking 15 years ago. 10, 15, 17, 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago. And yeah, I mean, you had factions, but at the same time, that was what our party was trying to do, is provide that venue for everybody. And I don't know. Right. It was cool. And I think Hansen still does that right now with his parties. His parties that he's still doing and hopefully will continue to do when all this quarantine COVID-19 stuff is over. He offers a lot of options to a lot of different people. And he's always been good about doing that. So shout out to Level 8. Shout out to Hansen. We got to get into the sports update, though, because that's what we do. And looking at J.I. Ray, we know that you've been keeping up with soccer. What's up with soccer?
Soccer is, well, the English Premier League is set to start later on next month. I know you're going to be following it. I know you are. Set those DVRs for early in the morning.
Don't care.
But I read online today is that in a opinion piece that I browsed through, is that the sports in America need to watch these English European soccer leagues, how they open up and take what they are going to do and implement it. Now, I have no idea how they're going to do the seeding and whatnot, but I guess you could say guinea pigs right now, the European soccer.
Not necessarily guinea pigs, but you're right. Everybody's going to look towards those who are doing it first to pattern and model and do things and work off of that after. The problem with the United States, I'm hearing, is that so many of our sports, when they do resume, are going to resume without crowds. They're going to resume in empty arenas.
What I need right now is for when the Philadelphia Eagles play this year, all I need is blow up dolls in the end zone. That's what I need.
You need some of the Korean plastic to help you out when the Eagles fly in the end zone.
I heard this said on a radio show. Those sex dolls aren't sex dolls until you have sex with them. They're just mannequins.
With extra holes.
But anyway, everybody looks surprised, like I said. So I was thinking, like, hey, wait, that's a great point. They're just mannequins.
You're right.
Until you do something with it.
You're right. Well, you know what a Major League Baseball player is until they come back and start playing this season?
What?
Just some donkey sitting at home. Doesn't look like
this
Major League Baseball.
Right.
I'm mad. I want to watch baseball. And it seems like these guys are just going to sit at home because they're not going to get paid. And I understand it, but I don't like it.
The gripe is this is a union thing, right?
Yeah,
union
and the owners. Well, they think that the owners are all rich and they've got all this money to throw at it. And they're like, yeah, we still want to get paid. And the owners are like, well, we can't handle this. You guys got to take a cut too. But when they're talking about guys like, I think, Jarrett Cole, who's like the top guy, like some of the top paid players.
He just got signed. He went to the Yankees.
Yeah, 20-something million dollars, right? But under the terms of this deal, they get something like $8 million. So, yeah, they're taking a cut. But at the same time, $8 million. During COVID-19.
You gotta know your worth. And if he thinks he's more than $8 million,
there's some rich people who are complaining that they're not getting richer. And I have a hard time feeling bad about that.
What about replacement players? Will you be okay with replacement players?
No, I just think they're going to cancel the season and it'll be that. And, you know, I haven't wanted to say this for a very long time because I believe that baseball wasn't going to go away. But COVID-19 could very well kill Major League Baseball if they keep playing like that.
Are you ready for more A-Rod TikToks?
No.
On
haven't watched one. Don't plan to watch another A-Rod.
What? You telling me you haven't watched one A-Rod J-Lo TikTok?
Was he taking steroids before he did it? Like, don't care.
Who knows? I know where the steroids going, right? To bringing J-Lo's butt.
Don't care. Sorry. I mean, J-Lo's a good hook, but A-Rod, no thanks. So that's the Major League Baseball situation. If you're a hockey fan out there, from what I understand, if NHL even comes back, they're like, regular season, forget it. We're just going to do the playoffs. And if we do the playoffs, it'll be in like a certain location where it's okay to do it.
I don't know. If they end up doing it that way, that's just asterisk. Why would anybody recognize
why even have the season?
Anything like that? Yeah, well, yeah, why even have the season? But, you know, what are you going to say if I'm the Philadelphia Flyers? I'd be like, I'm 2020 and the Stanley Cup champions, and I just ran the table in the playoffs.
Oh, bro, same with the NBA right now, because the NBA season is supposed to be going on. Like, they haven't scratched it yet, but you can assume that there will be no NBA playoffs. Like, do you really think there's going to be playoffs?
I say no. I honestly think there's going to be no. The people that really, really want this to come back are degenerate gamblers. That's what I think it is. I think there's so much money being lost in the casino. I mean, we were talking about earlier, Vegas is opening up. So, you know, the books are going to be, opening up pretty soon. They're probably taking future bets right now.
Well, the good thing about Vegas is that Vegas provides opportunities for two other sports, and we're talking about mixed martial arts and boxing. And from what I've read online is that both of those sports are making plans, and it is happening. UFC will be holding events in Vegas at their facility in Las Vegas as soon as they're able to. Like they're going to raise the restrictions, and then there's going to be a pay-per-view in Vegas like that weekend.
Well, they did it once, and I guess I didn't see it. I didn't read much about it as far as what the numbers came back. If it was profitable, who knows? I mean, like, there were some fighters saying it sounded weird and there was no crowded. But they're going to do it anyways because nobody said nothing.
Well, and that's the thing is, until somebody complains, until something happens, you know, people are just going to keep it moving. They're going to keep pushing until something causes them to step back, basically. So, I mean,
to be honest, I kind of lost touch with who's the champion right now.
You know what, honestly, you know what's more important to me is what's going to happen with my kids' swim classes this summer.
That is true.
Where's my kid going to get in the pool? We got to get that pool open, because as of last week, pools are now back open. My kid needs to get out and get some sun.
Are you going to let the little one jump in a pool?
Hell yeah. The pool, you don't got to worry about the water. You've got to worry about how close you are to the other kids in the water.
Yeah, well, what about the boogers that float around? You're not going to, some floaties?
Again, from what I understand, from the science, the water will... Depends how much... The water and the and that was the same argument before they canceled the swimming classes. Like, I was all for taking my kid to swimming lessons because, from what I understand, the chlorine kills all of those viruses to begin with. If you're doing the chlorine the right way, that's why it's there.
If your eyes are burning, that means it's working.
Well, you're absolutely right. And when you get out, if you're washing your hands and staying the F away from other people, what's the problem?
How do you think the instructors, do you think the instructors are going to be kind of more hands-offish or more hands-on it?
Honestly, I would not be surprised to see the instructors at swim class wearing masks because they don't have to get under the water, right? Because they're going to be above the water. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're wearing masks. But other than that, wash your hands.
Class size maybe takes a little hit, maybe less, half.
My kid was in a class of maybe four kids to begin with.
Interesting.
Like, okay. That's the thing is, like, I'm not worried. Like, I was the one taking my kid to swimming class. I'm not really worried. That's the thing. Of all the things that we worried about, I'm not worried about swim class. I'm more worried about after swim class, if she's too close to other people after swim class. You know what I mean?
When you're swimming
and you're in the water and you're doing all that, the only person you got to worry about is really the teacher who's grabbing you. And as long as I know those teachers are not sick, I'm straight.
Well, that's good. Good for you. I mean, you're not letting people with
safety. I'm not letting it get me down.
Drive you.
I'm not letting COVID-19 get me down. I'm still going to live my life.
I'm not afraid. Let me live.
But at the same time, I'm putting on my mask. I'm still looking at other people for not putting on their mask. I'm still using the hand sanitizer. It's about having that measured approach. You just got to be smart about it. And that's what it is. Don't be scared. Don't freak out. Just be smart. And everything will be all right.
That's a good point, Brad. Good luck to you. You guys go to Leahy? Is it Leahy?
That's where we're going. Shout out to Leahy Swim School. Hopefully we'll get that email soon saying that classes are going to restart. You got any big plans?
Summertime is right on the corner, bro.
I was going to say, you got any big plans for the boys for coming up in the summer? Anything that you're going to try and get them into this year?
I got to be honest, bro. The past couple weeks, months have been like just focus on work and make sure everybody's safe. I haven't even thought about outside. Sign up for park league basketball or soccer or whatnot. have been just so busy just trying to stay employed, to be honest.
I'm still trying to make sure the mortgage is going to get paid in July. So we still got that around the corner. But you know what? We're going to hang in there, and that is why we keep doing this here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Hopefully you like what you hear. You like what you see. We're going to be providing more opportunities for you to support the show and to give back. You still have an opportunity to get signed up for that COVID-19 stimulus package from the Two Hawaii Dads and Detail Garage. Go to TwoHawaiiDads.com right now to sign up. You've got probably less than 24 hours to get signed up for your chance to win. That is coming up as well. And then, you know, we need people to rate, review, subscribe, but we also need sponsors. We have sponsorship opportunities available here on the show. So please get in touch. Jason at TwoHawaiiDads.com or Jason at TwoHawaiiDads.com. Email one of us, slide into our DMs, hit you on the
safe,
text message.
Safe in the water.
Whatever way you can, reach out if you are a supporter of the show, because we need all the support that we can get. Any last words, my friend?
No, just again, thanks to Hanson. Thank you to Detail Garage. And looking forward to next week already. But these, I got to be honest, COVID's kind of been dragging. But like week to week, it's like the weekend's here. It's like, oh man, we can start planning for the next show, get our next guest in. It's going to be fun. I'm super excited already for next week.
And that's the fun part about this show, is that we are still doing it. We're still talking to other dads out there who are doing it as well. And we appreciate each and every one of you out there who are listening to this and continuing to do it for yourselves through this COVID-19 situation. It is a challenge. This is not easy for anyone, for anyone. So keep up the good fight, all right? That's Justin right there.
Jason on the other side. We are the Two Hawaii Dads. Thank you so much for joining the show.
We'll see you next week. Aloha.
Love you.
Who needs Google when you get these two old futs? The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.